You're listening to an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
You join me here on RNIB Connect Radio at the Thames Pavilion of the House of Commons, and we're actually looking out over onto River Thames at the moment, and we're here for the launch of a training package that's sponsored by the RNIB and hosted by the Royal College of Ophthalmologists on their Inspire training platform. And I'm here with President of the Royal College of Ophthalmologists, Mohammed Alaoufi, and the training is all around making clinicians, ophthalmologists, aware of the emotional support that people need at the point of diagnosis. Mohammed, obviously this is a collaboration with the RNIB and various other people as well, but it's, I suppose, something that's possibly very needed at the moment.
Yes, thank you, Toby, for giving me the opportunity and the time to comment on this. And as you said, it's a lovely venue here and lovely surroundings. Our Inspire platform has undergone some changes, and we are actively working on improving the platform and the services that can be provided on that platform to the members and to anybody who will be able to access it. And the topic that you've just mentioned is so important, because in the current climate where we are all busy looking at the long waiting times for patients, the delay in treatment, and issues around commissioning and the way forward, we need not to forget, ignore, or neglect how our patients need to be supported and how the delay in treatment can affect them. And it's this compassion and this empathy that we need to be mindful and aware of. And although I'm sure every clinician has this in their mind and they implement that in their day-to-day practice, but equally, under pressures, things can get rushed or things might get, you know, forgotten. And we always say we need to be kind to ourselves, kind to each other, and kind to our patients, and try and give as much time and focus as needed to better help our patients, not only clinically, but also from the emotional side.
And I suppose, you know, ophthalmologists are under a lot of pressure, aren't they? And a clinic appointment might be 10, 20 minutes. And I suppose sometimes they may not have the time to be able to give that sort of emotional support that a patient might need, but this training package will help them to sort of, I suppose, realize that and think about ways of being able to support patients.
Yes, absolutely. Bringing that to the front, in front of everybody, and just talking about it and showing the best way of doing it will be very, very helpful, especially that, as you know, the outpatient environment or outpatient pressures in ophthalmology, we are the busiest specialty in all of the NHS, and it is growing year on year by around 11%. So the pressure is going to mount. It's not going to get any easier. We're trying to work on ways of trying to manage this, but equally, I think it's a very, very good initiative, and it's one of the things that we need to remind ourselves and to get better training on.
And I suppose it's good that, you know, there's many people who have been involved in the training package. Obviously, it's sponsored by the RNIB, hosted by the Royal College of Ophthalmologists, but other people have been involved. And I suppose the training could sort of go to other areas like optometry as well.
Yeah, so we have been in very good collaboration with RNIB over the years, and initiatives like this is what show how different charities can come together towards the same aim, and we all work for better patient care, and we are all patient-centered. It's interesting you mentioned optometrists. I've just come back a couple of days ago from the College of Optometrists annual conference in Harrogate, and I chaired a session there on shared care, shared pathways, and the ways of working together and moving forward. So absolutely, we need, in this climate where the pressures are mounting, we need to come together and we need to agree and help each other get better ways of working, more innovation in how we provide the care. And in the end, it's only one aim, better patient care.
And obviously, you've just taken over as president of the Royal College of Ophthalmologists. Have you got any sort of plans for the college in the next 3 years as president?
So it is very busy already, and we will do what we excel at. We will continue to improve on our training, on how we deliver exams, how we look after our members. We will work on the financial sustainability of the college. We will work on improving the waiting lists, and there is more business as usual to come.
Well, Mohammed, thank you very much indeed for chatting with me here on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you so much, Toby, and hope to see you again in the near future.
For more interviews, features and shows, go to your favourite podcast provider and search for RNIB Connect Radio.